Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Washington Opinion Survey. We are conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Am I speaking to James?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
74.
I appreciate it. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
White.
Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, I appreciate it. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a very simplistic question that you've asked and does not have an easy answer. Some aspects, I'm not going to be good for your survey, but some aspects are good, some are not so good.
All right, you do not have an answer to this question?
I don't have an answer to that question.
Okay, we can move on. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Paris is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Very satisfied.
Okay. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve her job?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Here are the choices. Growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and the infrastructure, improving K-12 grade education, combating threats to our democracy, protecting the strengthened Social Security and Medicare, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security. Which of these two would you say are the most important issues for your Congress member to focus on?
What? Climate change is one. And earlier, one of the items that you said, second or third in your list, what was that?
I can repeat the ones. Which one would you say is the first one? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
First one is climate change.
Okay, climate change. The other options I got is growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and the infrastructure, improving
The infrastructure.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards that person or organization, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not have any feelings, particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. What a scale from 0 to 100 would you give to Joe Kent?
Zero.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
75.
Alrighty. What about Mary Glusenkamp, Paris?
75.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Raul Garcia?
Do you have negative numbers there?
Zero is the lowest one.
Okay, zero.
Okay. Raul Garcia?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Maria Canwell?
Sixty.
Appreciate it. And what score would you give to woke liberals in Congress?
What?
Woke liberals in Congress.
Woke liberals. It's a slander.
Okay, what score would you give to them? Or have you ever heard of them or no?
No, you take the woke stuff out and shove it, okay?
Okay, how would you rate them?
How would I rate them? About as good as the fascist Republicans that are in control of Congress right now.
Okay.
So you want to put woke liberals in, then you got to put fascist Republicans in too.
We do have MAGA Republicans.
MAGA Republicans, those are the fascist Republicans that I know. Zero.
All right. Let me continue here. All right. If the election for the president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
If the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
Mary Glusenkamp Paris.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you may be supporting him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you may be supporting Kent, a small chance, just very slight chance, or no chance at all you might be supporting him?
No chance in hell.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. First quality I got is someone who shares your values. How important is that to you? From 0 to 10.
Depends on what those values are. You're leaving me out on a limb here that I can't.
Someone who shares your values is referring to your values.
Do I want people like me?
Who shares your values.
No.
Okay.
I think that's not important.
Okay, not at all important. Would you say it's a 0? You can choose any numbers from 0 to 10. 10 means extremely important.
0.
Okay. Thank you.
0.
A working mom who understands the needs of a family.
That's a very important perspective.
All right.
Yes.
What number
Ten.
Would you give?
Ten.
Thank you. Ten. A small business owner. Would you like your member of Congress?
Again, that's representative of a certain group of people, so 10. That's
okay. Thank you. How about an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
Say that again.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Extremists, yes. I would, that's 10.
Thank you. A fighter for the middle class?
10.
Someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
10.
I appreciate it. All right, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first statement that I got for you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez is taking on a big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime for the pharmaceutical industry. Do you think that is a very convincing statement, somewhat convincing, or very convincing statement?
10.
Thank you. Next statement. Mary Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Jim.
Thank you. Mary Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small business. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary team up both the Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers.
Mm.
I appreciate it. We're almost done here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Is it okay? It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kahn or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Mary Perez.
Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to read you some thoughts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kahn. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you a serious doubt about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. I have 2 statements for you. First statement says, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of the election he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in his ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Coates is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. What number would you give to that from 0 to 10?
No.
Okay. We need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist, partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist, Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposed fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. And then Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with every challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Does it give you any thoughts from 0 to 10? 0 means no doubts at all, 5 some doubts, and 10 means serious doubts.
Zero. My impressions of Kemp are, he gives the Republican Party a bad name, much like Donald Trump.
I appreciate it. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I was not willing to support him before, and I'm not willing to support him in the future.
All right, so that is much less likely to support him. Am I right?
Yes.
Thank you. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words.
He,
I'm sorry?
He is, I'm working on it.
Thank you.
He is a Trump acolyte, and he's willing to follow Trump's lead wherever it goes, and that's dangerous for the country.
Okay. Just making some notes. Almost done here. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a doctorate in business administration.
You said a bachelor's?
No, a doctorate.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm glad. Okay.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to the political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often did you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Never.
All right. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.